You're listening to the Greencast Advisory Podcast. I'm Glenn Kirby, the technical manager for Syngenta UK and Ireland, and here is where you'll find me talking about the content in my turf blog. They'll be short and to the point, so put on those headphones and have a listen to what I've got to say this time. Well, it's here at last, after 2020's COVID postponed open. We are there, open week, and as I speak, it has started. So the open week and the temperature looks like it's going to pick up. So as I speak, it is the 15th of July, 2021, and it's here at last, the highlight of the year's golfing calendar. And as I said, the weather headlines are showing it's going to be a scorcher. I love the Open. It's such a great event. We get to see golf played on some brilliant natural golfing sites, which you wouldn't normally see. And the weather plays such a big role in how that event pans out. Now, after the delay from last year, Paul has been waiting a long time to get this event up and running. So I wish him and the team all the luck in the world, as well as all the volunteers and the support crew who've gone down to ensure this event runs smoothly. And let's not forget the massive supporting crew there is, which has been probably hindered even more by the COVID challenges this year. So well done to all of you for getting involved, and fingers crossed it works out really well for you. Both the quality of the golf course at Royal St George and the hard work and expertise of Paul and his team cannot be questioned. But the third part of that equation, the weather, does not always play ball. So how has 2021 panned out? Well, from a forecast point of view, the Met Office is saying we are going to see some incredibly high temperatures this week. They are forecasting in some places by the end of the week, up to 30 degrees, which is really good news. It's interesting. It feels like we need it. And it looks like it's going to be a scorcher. Newspapers are also full of headlines of a heat wave that seems to have fallen at exactly the right time for this event. But if we dig into that a little deeper and we have a look at some of the Met Office actual predictions, we are looking at probably these 4 days, a maximum temperature in the country of maybe 31 degrees. But they're all central in the country. The forecast is very much showing around the coastal regions that we are not going to reach those areas. So for Royal St George's down there on the coast, whilst it's going to be warm, I don't think we're going to hit those dizzy heights that are being spoken about in the press. But it looks like we're going to be dry, and that is all a track like Royal St George's needs. But I think to get a true picture of what's going on with an event like this, we need to look at the build-up to that event. And that weather build-up gives us a much better indication of what to expect. It's easy to associate these opens with kind of burnt, dried up look with some really nice signs of stress on the turf. But that's not always what we get, and it's not always the normal situation. And looking up to the build up to 2021, I can see that the weather hasn't been particularly useful or stressful in kind of trying to create those kind of turf situations this year. So the temperatures this year felt a little bit disappointing in general. I'm sure when we work out the averages at the end of the year, it will probably be slightly warmer than average, but it certainly hasn't felt favourable. The spring wasn't the kindest. April and May felt pretty cold, and that's reflected in the temperature data too. There's a graph in my blog that shows the high temperatures and the low temperatures for each day this year and the average. And you can see the minimum temperatures were hovering around that 0 degree until around the 10th of May for that Royal St George's area. And temperatures didn't consistently reach above 15 degrees until the 28th of May for them down there. So a very slow spring. We did then enter a decent period of heat through the first half of June, but that halted around the 18th. And our maximum temperatures have stayed between 20 and 25 ever since. So had some pretty decent temperatures down there for growing turf, but not great temperatures for creating that stress that we often associate with an open. Now, we can't look at this data without looking at the rainfall data. And again, this couples in closely with that temperature. The first half of June, when we were seeing those high temperatures, we were also seeing very low rainfall. Although May was a pretty damp month, so soil moisture levels would have been pretty high running into June and that high temperature. There's a graph in the blog again showing all the rainfall figures and also one showing the evapotranspiration rates for that same period. The two graphs go hand in hand and they really support that stressful period through early June, which I'm sure Paul would have been rubbing his hands and really enjoying things drying out. But since then, it's been pretty nice conditions to sustain plant health. But let's not forget, with all of that, the benefits a site like Royal St George's is blessed with. It's a heavily contoured site. I've had the pleasure of walking it a couple of times and followed the Open last time it was there when I was working in Kent. Heavily contoured, incredibly free draining with lots of approach height turf around the putting surfaces. Couple that with the dedication of Paul and his team over the last number of years they've been working towards this event. And this dry week that is forecast, I'm sure we're going to see a really exciting, firm and fast event. Although I do suspect those long grasses may be a little thicker than maybe Paul had hoped for. As for the rest of the country, those of us who are slightly more inland are likely to see the extremes of this weekend's heat. We may get closer to those 31 degrees that have been headlined in the newspapers. I've put a blog together previously about how to manage during these extreme temperatures that we could experience. That is in there. But for a summary, for those of you in normal situations who aren't trying to create tournament golf and aren't trying to stress turf on to an unhealthy level, go into those periods healthy. Stressed turf will always struggle during those heat periods. Ensure moisture is within your optimum range. Try not to go in too wet or too dry. If it's super hot and stressful, if you can skip cuts to reduce stress, do so. You may want to swap things over to rolling. Avoid stressful operations like verticutting and top dressing and dragging, particularly in the heat of the day. Be aware of anfracnos, make sure you have a plan, and this period over the next couple of weeks is going to be a critical period. Ensure you're in that correct nutrition zone, noting that these hot and humid spells can quickly end in thunderstorms and a flush of nitrogen. Allocate as much labour to hand watering as you need. Remember though, little and regular is the key. The aim isn't to overly wet turf, but to simply cool turf down and get it in the right moisture range for the day. Try to undertake any work on surfaces before the light levels reach stressful levels, which is generally mid-morning. Rider is always there to help you manage that light stress imparted on your turf. There are amino acids such as HiCure to help the plant in these periods when it can't produce enough amino acids of its own. The aminos you can deliver for a product like HiCure can help with those stresses. And finally, let's not forget, if it's hot, slap on that sunscreen. Look, best of luck, Paul, and the huge team of people down there involved. I'm going to go turn on the television and enjoy the fruits of your labour. Hope you enjoyed the podcast version of Greencast Advisory. For more content like this, check out the Greencast Advisory blog and don't forget to subscribe. Until next time, take care of yourself and thanks for listening.